In the Bible, we find so much, but in the Bible, we also find just some of the key reasons why today we need to be making this a real celebration of thankfulness to God. And so we're now going to have our Bible reading.
So our Bible reading is Psalm 65, which you can find on page 580 in the Pew Bibles. Psalm 65. Praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you chose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds. God, our Saviour, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with corn, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with corn. They shout for joy and sing. This is the word of the Lord.
It is a great time of year. I just love harvest. So many wonderful things around the church here. There are all these beautiful flowers. There's so much lovely food. But despite all those wonderful things, this service isn't really about food. It's about God. And that psalm we've just heard tells us three great things about God. And the first is that God forgives. Might not be something we think about very often. Might not seem as important as the food that we have. But in reality, it is very important. It was there in the psalm. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. When that psalm was written, God's people had been doing things that didn't please God, just like we do at times. But they discovered that when they turned back to God and said sorry, he was always ready to forgive them. And when they were forgiven, they were able to enjoy being his people again. And that's important for us. Even better than having all the good things God gives us is actually having God as our friend. But the only way we can do that is by coming to him and admitting that we've done things wrong and asking for his forgiveness. The most important thing in the world is having God as your friend and your father. Blessed are those you choose to bring near to live in your courts. So God forgives, but there's more about God here. God cares. God, you answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Saviour. The hope of the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. God loves what is right. He cares about people everywhere. And that's why today we aren't just thanking God for the harvest. We're also thinking about those who don't have a good harvest. People like Ada, who we saw in that film, who lives in that little village called Hill Bar. Usually, after harvest, she has 15 sacks of grain, and she has to carefully use those over the coming year until the next harvest. But last year, the harvest failed, and she has just one sack of grain for the coming year. Sometimes, this is all one of her children will have to eat for the whole day. Ada said, My children are not going to school. I send them to go and stay in the fields to drive the birds away in case there's anything that can be saved. Usually we'd eat one sack of crops a month. The extra could be sold to buy other things so we could mix the foods for a balanced diet. But now there is just one sack a year. There's no option. You eat only that. That's why Tear Fund are working with the local church in Hillbar. They're helping them to store the rainwater when it comes so they can irrigate the fields. And they're providing them with grain to plant. They're just helping them to become self-sufficient and not so much at risk from the weather. Of course, it's not just in places like Chad that the poor need help. Much closer to home, we have our food bank, because there are people in our own society who at times fall through the net and need help. And there's the Ark in Birkenhead, helping those who've become homeless. But whether it's Tear Fund, or working in Chad, or Food Bank working in Morton, it's all very practical. When we have much and others have little, we've actually got a responsibility to share. In that way, we play our part in God being the hope of the ends of the earth and of the furthest seas. We play our part in showing God's awesome and righteous deeds. So God forgives and God cares, and of course God provides. The last century has seen some amazing advances, but still the harvest is so dependent on things we cannot control. We can't make it rain, and definitely we can't stop it from raining, but we can't make it rain. The weather's beyond our control. In Hillbar, they were saying that actually, whilst during the summer, the temperature's normally 35 degrees, which sounds pretty warm to me, this year it's got up to 49. 49! We can't control that. Because we've got the luxury of a good water system, but even with all our rain, we still sometimes see reservoirs running low on water. We may be able to store it, but we can't produce it. That's something which people in the time of this psalm understood better than we do. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with corn, for so you ordained it. Yes, rain, sun, the things that are most essential for harvest are actually in God's hands. And in that, we see God's generous provision. A field of corn, a tree full of apples, a vine loaded with grapes. They are lovely sights, but they're reminders for us of a God who gives us so much and with such variety. You crown the year with your bounty and your carts overflow with abundance. The harvest does provide in abundance. It's often been said, but there is enough food in the world to mean that no one needs to starve. But we know that so much of that is so often wasted. According to figures from the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, in the UK alone, we throw away 8.3 million tons of good food every year. That's worth about £12 billion. Each year, that means the average family throws away £50 worth of good food every month. What a way to treat God's generosity to us. Surely as God's people, we should be more appreciative of what God has given us. And I think one of the great things about organizations like Tear Fund or Food Bank is that they give us that opportunity to share what we have. And as we do that, others are blessed. So today, we can remember that God forgives. So we need to be ready to acknowledge that we haven't always put him first. We need to be ready to say sorry for that and ask him for a new start. We remember that God cares. But he doesn't give us so much just so that we can waste it. He gives to us so that we can show his care to others. And remember that God provides. He's given us so much. He wants us to enjoy his goodness, but also to share his goodness. God forgives, God cares, and God provides. So today, on our harvest, what a great day for each of us to accept God's forgiveness, to accept his care, to accept his provision, and then to enjoy all that he's done for us.